Zimbabweans are due to elect a government of their choice on the 23rd of August. Sadly, to date, the process has been marred by the banning of opposition party rallies, violence against activists, detention without trial of opposition politicians, and bias from the captured Zimbabwean Electoral Commission. Reports indicate that the leading opposition party, Citizens Coalition for Change, has had its campaign rallies arbitrarily banned, whilst opposition politician Job Sikala has been detained without trial for more than a year and denied his right to bail. Less than 2 months before the election, contestants still do not have access to the full voters' roll. The recent introduction of legislation such as the Patriotic Act, signed into law last week, now curbs the right of Zimbabweans to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. The Private Voluntary Organization Amendment Bill, which is awaiting the president's signature, will prohibit political lobbying from non-governmental organizations, effectively rendering oversight of the executive by civil society almost impossible. The DA will be writing to the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Naledi Pandor, requesting the early deployment by South Africa of election observers to ensure greater scrutiny of electoral processes in terms of the SADC principles and guidelines governing democratic elections. I'm Emma Louise Powell, the DA's Shadow Minister for International Relations and Cooperation.